Shakespeare's Hamlet is one of the Bard's most famous and popular plays. Ah, yes, to be or not to be. Chances are, if you're a fan, you've probably seen Hamlet, or at least some of its famous soliloquies, performed more than once. Chances are also good that you've never seen a production of the play quite like the one produced by the Cohesion Theater Company. Our theater critic, Jaywin Russick, has been to see their Hamlet, and she brings us this review.
Last month brought Center Stage's all-female As You Like It. And now, Cohesion Theater Company has produced a gender-blind production of Shakespeare's most challenging play, Hamlet. Hamlet is played by a woman, Caitlin Carbone, and the character is portrayed as a woman. Female pronouns are used. Women also play Laertes and Horatio, though those characters remain male. I'll get to Rosencrantz and Guildenstern in a minute. Women have been portraying Hamlet at least since Sarah Siddons in 1775. Sarah Bernhardt is probably the best known, but there have been many others, including some who portrayed the troubled Dane as female. Of course, good actors should be able to play, well, just about anything, and Caitlin Carbone delivers a solid, thoughtful performance as the heir to the Danish throne. Her Hamlet starts out grief-stricken by the sudden death of her father, and stunned by her mother's quick marriage to the dead king's brother. Carbone's Hamlet isn't indecisive or crazy. She's mournful and angry. When this Hamlet learns that her uncle murdered her father, she's forced into a role she doesn't want, but takes on with increasing fury. Consider the ardor that turns to outrage when Carbone's Hamlet rejects Sarah Lamar's sweet, fragile Ophelia.
Get thee to a nunnery. Why would thou be a breeder of sinners? I myself am indifferent honest, but yet I could accuse me of such things that it were better my mother had not borne me. I am very proud, revengeful, ambitious, with more offenses at my beck than I have thoughts to put them in, imagination to give them shape, or time.
If referring to Hamlet as she takes a little getting used to, that's not director Alice Stanley's only liberty. She sets the play in disaffected 1990s grunge Seattle. Hamlet bears a distinct likeness to Kurt Cobain, sports torn jeans, a plaid flannel shirt, and a moody, rebellious frame of mind. Hamlet's college friends, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern, are portrayed by women manipulating puppets, Muppet-like creations with identical, white, featureless heads that resemble Kermit. Odd as this sounds, it's actually clever. After all, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are the metaphorical puppets of Hamlet's evil uncle, and their interchangeability inspired a Tom Stoppard play. Alice Stanley also adopts the clever practice of casting a single actor, in this case Martin Ely, as the ghost of Hamlet's father and his murderous brother Claudius, emphasizing the extremes of human nature these men represent. Not everything is this effective. The audience sits on either side of a runway-style playing space. The configuration increases immediacy, but because the seats aren't on risers, the action that's staged low to the ground is barely visible beyond the front row. And yes, there are still conventional moments, including the dark comic relief supplied by a pair of grave diggers played by Lyle Smithers and Jeff Miller.
What is he that buildeth stronger than either the mason, the shipwright, or the carpenter?
The gallows maker, for that frame outlives 1,000 tenants.
I like that wit well of faith. The gallows does well, but how does it well? It does well to those who do in, but thou dost ill to say that the gallows is built stronger than the church. Argal, the gallows may do well to thee.
Overall, however, Cohesion has taken some bold risks, even if few of the other performances are up to the level of Caitlin Carbone's Hamlet. The gritty humanity she brings to the role keeps the audience involved, though she increasingly races through her lines. The New York Times recently published a roundup of productions, concerts, and exhibits honoring the upcoming 400th anniversary of Shakespeare's death. Cohesion Theater's Hamlet made it onto a very short list that also includes the Globe in London, the Stratford Festival in Canada, and the Santa Fe Opera. Heady company. Cohesion's Hamlet may not always hit the mark, but in terms of inspired audacity, it certainly deserves credit.
Cohesion Theater Company's production of Hamlet continues at the Church on the Square in Canton through Sunday. We've got details about tickets and showtimes on our website, wypr.org/Marilyn Morning. Theater critic J. Wynn Russick joins us most Monday mornings here on Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Coming up after a break for the news, Kira Ritter of Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Greater Chesapeake joins me to talk about the power and joy of mentoring. Stay with us.
Oh, I will make my way through one more day. Difference.